Instant Reaction Podcast, we are brought to you by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. I'm Chris Williams here on your snowy, kind of crappy Saturday evening in central Iowa as the Cyclones go down at West Virginia by a score of 85-70. Overall thoughts on the basketball game. Iowa State fortunate to make 9 threes today. That really kept them in it at times. I had zero expectations that Iowa State would or even could win this basketball game. Did not see that coming whatsoever. So I wanted to see a team that competed, you know, a team that hadn't completely packed it in with all the bad things that have happened to it over the last couple weeks. And I don't think that they did that today. You saw even a team at the end that kept fighting. A ton of foul trouble, as you would expect when you basically only have six guys who are eligible to play. Hans Brace did play today, but he only played like 6-7 minutes, something like that. So, you know, I was fine with the effort, all of that stuff. Not going to sit here and complain about anything like that. Don't even accuse me of the moral victory card or anything like that, because I had zero expectations. Really didn't think that this would be much of a basketball game. And it was a better game than I thought it would be. You know, Iowa State, again, Lindell Wigginton was a couple of points away from a career high. You had to have that from him tonight. He goes 10 for 23 with 29 points. He played 37 minutes. Cam Lard, you know, Iowa State didn't do well enough getting him the basketball. He only attempted 5 shots, the majority of those in the second half. When you got a player like that, you got to get him the rock. And Iowa State has continued to struggle with getting the ball inside to Cameron Lard. I don't know why, but that continues to be a problem. A couple of positives that I'll take from this is, I think that Zoran Talley is putting together a nice little second half of the season. He's a lot better than I thought he was going to be here in the second half, and he played all 40 minutes tonight, 9 points, 9 assists tonight for Zoran. Played a lot in that, you know, that press break role that we saw in Ames. They did that a lot again today. You know, he's a guy who's shown me something here down the stretch. And, I'm just pretty much thinking about next year now. And I think that's a guy who's really going to help next year. He's not ever going to be the guy at Iowa State, but he can be a really nice piece for some NCAA tournament teams over the next couple of years. He looked good, and he's looked good the last month or so. And it's good. You know, I think that getting Terrence Lewis 34 minutes today, even under the terrible circumstances, and he wasn't awesome. He was 3 for 12 from the field. He did hit 3 threes. I like that. I think that he's a guy who a lot of people compare him to Naz as a freshman, which I think is really interesting. This will help him down the stretch and getting him out there and, you know, shaking some rust off of him. I like that. 12 points tonight, second highest on the team for Terrence Lewis. So we'll take that. Coming up on Tuesday, it will be Donovan Jackson's return to the team. Of course, he had his father's funeral today, so our thoughts go to Donovan Jackson and his family in the city of Milwaukee, but it'll be senior night. And I don't know about you guys, I'm ready to get the postseason going. Let's get the offseason here. And, you know, a lot of excitement in football, a ton of excitement for next year in basketball. I'm not cashing it in. Kansas City will still be fun. It's very possible that Iowa State could win a game or two down in Kansas City. It's not like this team is getting blown out every time it steps onto the floor. You know, assuming that, Donovan comes back and he hits some threes in a game and boom, he could be right there. So still something to play for, but I'm glad the guys showed fight today. That's really all I was looking for. Don't pack it in. No woe is me. Don't feel sorry for yourself because you only have six guys. They didn't. They played really hard. And I think Steve Prohm will probably echo that in his post-game press conference. That's my thoughts. Iowa State loses to West Virginia 85-70. Of course, the Instant Reaction Podcast, as always, is brought to you by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.